Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
It is March, friends. It's March 5th already. It's crazy. March. All right. So last night were the Oscars. I had it on for a short time, so I didn't see a whole lot. But it was fine. It wasn't... didn't move me. I didn't see the pre-Oscar party. I didn't see anything like that. Yeah. I literally saw like the last four awards. That was it. But here's what I do know, that they were doing this ongoing jet ski joke. And if you just tuned in, you didn't know what they were talking about. So I never understood what the jet ski joke was because everybody kept referencing it and I didn't understand it. I guess at the beginning of the monologue, Jimmy Kimmel said, whoever gives the shortest speech, he'll give him a jet ski.
Yeah.
So, but I
keep it short, shortest way.
But if you don't know that and you get into it half the way, you're like, what?
Well, they're Hollywood. They assume everybody watched from the very beginning. You know, because we're so important.
Yeah,
everybody's got to be watching, right?
I was like, wait,
we don't have to re-explain this. Everybody knows what jet ski is. Then they threw in a trip to Lake Havasu.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, all expense paid, day's end.
Nice.
Take your jet ski.
I missed all that because I just caught the jet ski jokes. But anyway,
then a guy won it.
He did? Who won?
He was a costume designer. His name's Mark Bridges. He won the jet ski. Then at the very end, he came back out on the jet ski.
I saw him. I didn't know who that was.
Mark
but
Bridges.
But I saw a guy and a girl come out on the jet ski. I didn't know who they were. Okay, well.
He's a winner.
They didn't really explain it well. I'll tell you that. Sorry, I know it's early for a Miller Lite, but
I have
to drink the Miller now because with the taxes, this aluminum is going to cost a lot more.
It's going to go way up on you. Yeah. Your beer is going to be $50 a beer.
I know. Anyway, what?
If you saw it from the very beginning, and then when they threw in the Lake Havasu thing, then you knew what was going on. But you're right. They didn't explain it enough.
I didn't get it. Anywho, I will tell you this. I didn't even know about The Shape of Water. And when they were showing the clips of The Shape of Water, it is about a woman who loves a big, like, manatee thing.
Yeah.
Like a big, just a big sea thing.
She's in love with a fish in her bathtub.
She loves her fish.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about that movie.
And it won as the best.
Best picture.
The best. A woman in love with a fish wins.
Was our best picture. That was kind of crazy to me. I just because I hadn't seen or heard anything about it. Best picture, Shape of Water.
I mean, I don't care to see it, do you?
No.
I mean, there's nothing I saw last night that makes me say, wow, I'd love to see that show. That's a good movie, I'll bet.
No. I feel like I know the ending. She loves her fish.
Yeah. I wonder if she eats the fish.
Oh, I don't know. Good question.
I mean, that could be the ending.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
got very, very awkward at the end when I watched it, and it's because... Best picture, The Shape of Water, the guy, he gave a speech, and then after the speech was over, another guy from, they bring up the entire cast and producers, directors, actors, actresses, so the whole stage is full, and another person tried to go up to talk, and they cut him off. Listen.
Thank you very much. This movie.
Oh, right there.
Hello?
Hear that?
Is this thing working? Hello?
So sad.
You know, I find it weird, too, because they started playing the music on a lot of people up there. But at the very beginning of the show, Jimmy Kimmel said, take as long as you want.
Sorry, guys, we're out of Oscars. What did you want to say? I'll tell them.
I just wanted to say that this Guillermo, it's just his heart, and it's everything. We thank him for letting us be
That's right. Guillermo del Toro, everybody, is your heart, and congratulations to all
It just ended very awkward. It was just very awkward ending. I was like, oh, it went so well, and then that was kind of weird. Frances McDormand. Now, this is a movie I do want to see. It's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It looks like a fantastic film. And Frances McDormand, she is an amazing actress. But boy, she gave a weird speech.
If I may be so honored to have all the female nominees in every category stand with me in this room tonight. The actors. Meryl, if you do it, everybody else.
Meryl did not want to stand up when this woman was saying, please stand up, because Meryl just lost.
Directors, the writers, the cinematographer, the composers, the songwriters, the designers. Come on.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Everybody, look around, ladies and gentlemen, because we all have stories to tell and projects we need financed. Don't talk to us about it at the parties tonight. Invite us into your office in a couple days, or you can come to ours, whichever suits you best, and we'll tell you all about them. I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion rider.
So what's that?
What do you mean?
An inclusion rider.
Inclusion writer. I don't know what writer is. I know what the inclusion part is.
Well, I know what a writer is, but I don't know what the inclusion part is.
Well, the inclusion part is, I think she's just saying that, you know, include everybody in Hollywood, especially the women in Hollywood,
in
to be
writing?
A part of the projects.
Yeah.
As far as writing and directing, was, yeah, okay. That there's not enough women doing it.
But I felt like that she wanted a big, powerful moment, and then everybody's like, yeah, what she said.
Yeah.
She kept doing this thing.
A little obnoxious, huh?
No, it was like she was on drugs. She was up there doing this weird thing, and my son looked at me and goes, Mom, is she on drugs?
Yeah.
And I said, I think she's just different. I think she's just different.
A little different.
A little different. A little odd. She's a great actress, so I will tell you that. Amazing. And then there was one more thing that I wanted to tell you. I forgot what it was. It was about the Oscars. Oh, I know. Jimmy Kimmel at the about the Best Picture, The Shape of Water. He said it represented the year that men screwed up so badly that women started dating fish, and that was pretty funny. I don't have it for you, but yeah. Anyway, I got it. And also, Kobe Bryant wins his first Oscar. I never saw this coming. Kobe Bryant won his first Oscar for Best Animated Short Film for his Dear Basketball, and takes a shot at the "Shut Up and Dribble" comment made by some girl. I don't know. Here's my point. What's the Dear Basketball about? Do you know?
Dear Basketball is something to do with a poem that he wrote about his retirement. And then it became a short film.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It had something to do with basketball. But there's a big backlash with Kobe Bryant this morning.
What's that?
Well, just because he was on stage. I mean, the whole thing was about
Me
Too movement. Here's a guy that was accused of rape in a hotel here in Colorado. Then they paid the girl off. What's he doing on stage?
You little bastard. Get off stage.
It's a little weird, you know, that they had, you know, the Oscar up there, and they joke about how, you know, the guy doesn't have a wiener.
That's cut number two if you want to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar is 90 years old. Tonight, which means he's probably at home right now watching Fox News. Of course, no, Oscar is here with us. After all the years, after all the awards given for achievements in show business, Oscar is still number one, no question about it. Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, and there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all.
So there was
Kobe on stage.
They also were talking about their upset at Ryan Seacrest because he didn't say anything. He was on the red carpet, and a lot of people didn't want Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet, but he didn't ask any questions about Me Too or Time's Up to anybody. He didn't even mention it. People are like, you didn't even mention Me Too or Time's Up, you bastard.
Well, nobody would talk to him.
Oh, they snubbed him?
Yeah, he got snubbed. Only four of the top 20 actresses in Hollywood that were attending last night, only four of 20 talked to him.
I did over the weekend see Dunkirk, and I would recommend it. It was pretty good. It takes a really long time for the, not plot twist, but it takes a really long time for a pilot to land his plane on the beach, like 3 hours.
See, I saw that movie, too, when it first came out. It's a good movie.
It's solid.
But it's not a great movie. I thought Saving Private Ryan was much better. Feel like a war movie. But Dunkirk takes forever.
Especially for him to land the plane.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
to land the plane. Everything about the movie is just so drawn out.
I was having a hard time hearing the dialect. So it was kind of hard for me to follow some of it because I would miss their words. I didn't know what they were saying.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a tough movie to follow. Yeah. It was. And it was slow. I thought it was really slow.
But it's an okay film for, let's say, if you have an 11-year-old because it's not blood and guts.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you would gross you out.
No, so the fight scenes are good. The fight scenes when they're in the airplanes and they're shooting the ships
so
in the
good.
Water and,
yeah.
and hitting the beaches and stuff. Those are good scenes.
And again, they don't show like anybody's heads blown off or anything weird. You know, it's fine.
It's tame.
And then finally, you'll all be happy to know. Well, so there's two things going on with Donald Trump right now. Some of his inside people are saying that he's having a mental breakdown because he's isolated himself and only watching the news. And he's freaking out and he's doing a knee-jerk reaction. But I have a theory of what's going on.
What?
It's because they took his McDonald's away and they're feeding him soup and salad.
Makes everybody angry.
He's hangry.
Makes you angry. Makes me angry.
For sure it does.
You give me just soup and salad every day, I'm going to be a pain in the...
Oh, my God. I went to Bud's Bar with my girlfriend and...
Not for a soup and salad, did you?
No, for double cheeseburger.
Yeah, safe. Bud's doesn't allow that.
But guess what I ate it with?
What?
A knife and fork.
No. Oh, you poor thing.
Because I didn't have a bun.
And you were angry.
So mad.
I'm sure you're angry.
You have to have a cheeseburger with a bun.
Right.
I ate a cheeseburger without a bun, friends, and it was pathetic. I was hangry. Trump is staying away from fast food for now. Sources say the president hasn't eaten a hamburger in 2 weeks. And he's eating soup and salad instead.
No, that's not good.
That's not good. So that'll explain a lot of
things.
I don't
want a skinnier president.
No, it's fine.
I like the big chubby Trumpy.
Chubby Trumpy. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
So did you see the trailer last night that ran during the Oscars for Roseanne?
I didn't.
They premiered it last night.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Does it look good?
It looked great.
Really?
Do you realize the entire cast is back?
She said it's going to piss a lot of people off.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't know. She said it's going to be honest.
John Goodman's back. She's back. The daughter's back. They're all back. And
what about the little boy?
He's back.
He is?
Yeah. The entire cast from the original Roseanne is all back again.
Really? I'm shocked they all did.
And they look great.
Man.
They really do. But,
yeah, when does this premiere?
I think it starts next Monday or Tuesday. Right. It's within a week.
Well, I didn't think Will and Grace would work coming back, but it did.
So yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, never know.
There you go.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.